Welcome to the Hanseatic Hall. We're reporting from Lübeck Town Hall on the 125th Hansetag. Representatives of 21 Hanseatic cities have been meeting here for talks almost every day since the 19th of June. Behind me, Hinrich Gieseler, the mayor of Göttingen, is just entering the room, followed by Henning Brandis, the mayor of Hildesheim. As with almost every Hansetag, this year also started with arguments about the seating arrangements, because who gets which seat is a reflection of the city's importance and rank, and so is always something to quarrel about. Even before the official opening this year, Henning Brandis lodged several protests about being seated behind Göttingen, but finally had to accept the place he was given. Werner Usler, the mayor of Goslar, was more successful. After great protests, he and his secretary were allowed to take their seats between the representatives of Lüneburg and the councillors from Lübeck. Now, more than a week late, the delegation from Danzig has also arrived here in Lübeck. And this has suddenly prompted a decisive turning in the long-debated matter of whether the trading post in Bruges should be moved to Antwerp. Many representatives have argued in favour of the move, mainly because Antwerp has now surpassed Bruges as an international commercial centre. On Saturday, the matter seemed to be cut and dried, but then on Monday, Hinrich Wiese, the mayor of Danzig, made a decisive objection.
We have looked in depth at the problems of both trading posts, but have nothing to gain from moving to Antwerp.
Now, the objection from Danzig has put a temporary stop to the plans. The only thing that has been agreed is to start negotiations with Antwerp. This year, there are a total of 41 items on the agenda. Mostly, they relate to conflicts in the trading posts. Arguments among themselves are also occupying the delegates, however. Since yesterday, the representatives of Danzig have been lobbying to get a conflict on the agenda that's long been smouldering between them and Lübeck. We will now hear how this debate continues. The mayor of Danzig, Hinrich Wiese, sounds rather upset.
A skipper from Lübeck captured a ship in our waters and brought it into the Vistula. He says he was acting on his own initiative and not on the orders of his superiors from Lübeck. But they supported his action. With this move, the Lübeckers have broken legally binding agreements and taken an unmistakably hostile stance towards us. This puts an end to the friendship that has enabled us to resolve misunderstandings between us in the past.
As the mayor of Lübeck, I must categorically reject the accusation from Danzig. We certainly did not breach any agreements between us in your waters. Danzig can neither prove nor substantiate its claim that the waters it would prevent us from entering even fall within its territory and jurisdiction. Furthermore, the complaint has not been placed on the agenda, which is in breach of the debating procedure. We are accused of breaking legally binding agreements. Agreements forced upon us when we were in a desperate situation because of the war against Denmark. But above all, there is absolutely no proof that our skipper did capture the Dutchman in Danzig waters.
There is no need for proof that Lübeck's skipper took violent action in our waters. It is well known to all, and it is self-evident. Moreover, the municipality of Danzig understood the warning from Lübeck to mean that trading with Denmark was forbidden, but not that the sea routes to Holland, Zealand, and England should be closed because of Lübeck's war against the Danes.
Perhaps you misunderstood us. We proposed that the Danzig merchants should sail through the Belt and not through the Sound. That we would not only have endorsed, but also supported and even facilitated.
To our great detriment and prejudice, we had to unload our goods and merchandise again and spent a whole year without income to the benefit of Lübeck.
It doesn't look as if this conflict is going to be resolved anytime soon. So we'll have to wait and see if the Assembly is able to reach any form of agreement. Because the particular difficulty of the disputes discussed here at the Hansetag is that the envoys always have to adopt their resolutions unanimously. There's no majority voting here. A city's representatives have to be able to convince all the others of their position. So the role of the seating arrangements in the debates shouldn't be underestimated either. Because those who sit nearer the front have a better chance of influencing those who speak after them with their own arguments. To pass a resolution, the chairman of the meeting first introduces the topic. Then he tables a motion, a question or a proposal for the delegates. This is followed by the voting, in which all the cities cast their vote one after another. If they all agree, the mayor of Lübeck summarizes the opinions and formulates them as a resolution. If not, the chair sums up the different arguments again and suggests a possible compromise. After the second round of voting, the chair again summarizes the results. If no resolution can be agreed on, the debate can be adjourned. However, it may simply be that no resolution is possible. This is something the envoys generally seek to avoid. We now bid you farewell for today from the Hanseatic Hall. If you would like to find out more about the ceremonies that take place after the meetings in the town hall, you can also watch the film on the rear wall of the Hanseatic Hall.